You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
World of Stupid at 6:45, but right now, Sir Anthony Dominguez to the Jays with around 36 hours until the deadline. How many more moves, Jeremy, do you think the Orioles have in them?
At least four.
Let me see. What time is it now?
Here, while you're doing that in your head, I'll sit here and I'll look at Morton, I think, is gone. I think Eflin's gone. O'Hearn, Mullins. And if Rob, if they are in on trading for a pitcher that has controllable years, then you have to look at some of the minor leaguers.
Beavers,
and you have to look at Mayo as a possibility of being traded.
Remember I said to you about a week or so ago that Mayo or Kerstad are leaving. You said Kerstad is shut down because of exhaustion.
Yeah.
One of those guys, in my opinion, is leaving. They're going to get packaged. I mean, and if you're telling me you're going to have the Gore or someone like that, Alcantara right now may be the cheapest one to get because of where he is now.
I'm only giving Mayo up if it's a deal for Joe Ryan or Mackenzie Gore.
That's me too.
Like,
Mayo's starting to come around.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to give Mayo up.
I don't either.
I would rather find some other
package. You want to hold the Mayo?
Yeah, I want to hold the Mayo. Damn Jersey Mike, you pissed me off yesterday. I said no Mayo, and you put Mayo all over the thing, and I couldn't even eat it.
You're not a Mayo guy?
I hate Mayo.
So what do you put on to lube it up?
I don't need to lube it up. I'm self-lubing.
We know.
Joe,
I gotta put
did
a
Joe
little,
go to isolate that? Is that what you just jumped over to do?
I got to put at least a little oil and vinegar, Italian dressing or something on it.
It doesn't like if you're eating a cheesesteak, if it's dry, then you cook the damn thing wrong, in my opinion. You know, like
no, I gotta lube it up a little bit, man.
No. If you put fried onions in there and whatever else you want to put on it.
And peppers.
Yeah. Same thing that like.
Yeah, a little lube.
If I'm doing an Italian cold cut, yeah, I want oil and vinegar on it, but I'm okay even if I don't have it.
No.
I don't want mayo. I don't need it.
You don't like mayo, huh? But nope. You just don't want them to get traded.
Yeah, I don't want them to get traded either.
What do you think about the Sir Anthony Dominguez trade?
I mean, it makes sense. Like, you know, you got expiring contracts. You made a move for the Phillies bullpen last year, and then you end up trading away the two pieces you got to get more prospects back. I think the way that you kept thing rolling was perfect. People kill Mike Elias for a lot of things. At least give him credit when he does something right, for crying out loud. Because there's people out there that don't, no matter what he does, it's the wrong move.
I haven't heard any of the baseball people criticize this move.
No, everybody has been saying the Orioles literally flipped three players and got back Slater DeBrun, a first-round pick. You get back the guy that becomes your eighth best prospect now, the third-round pick that you got back from the Blue Jays from last year.
So, and you got a draft pick, a solid draft pick.
Well, no, Slater DeBrun was the draft pick, and then you got the other the two players in the other deal with the Mets, one of which they think has a high ceiling, Arocena or whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. I don't have it in front of me, so forgive me. But they're all, when you look at the guys, all three of those guys are now in your top 15 prospects.
410-583-1057, but they trade horrible. They do horrible trades.
They don't do anything right.
Eli Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I don't really care about trading Dominguez. I mean, he just walked across the field. It was funny. I thought that was really funny. If they trade Mullins, though, I'm going to be heartbroken, to be honest with y'all.
Why? Like, they're not going to resign him.
I know, but I just hope they keep him. I mean,
that's like, your heart talking, right? Like, you just like the player.
Play center field, Kowser, and then who's going to play left and right? Like, I mean, O'Neill, like.
Eli, in the last 2 weeks, Cedric Mullins made two great outfield plays. Am I right? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, also in the last 2 weeks, two balls have dropped in front of him that he should have had, and about 7 runners have advanced bases because he can't throw.
I don't care what you say.
I'm going to say, no, that's facts. That's facts, man.
That's where I agree with him. I don't care what Rob says either.
That's facts, man. I mean, I agree with Jeremy in this. That's your heart talking.
Yeah, head.
That's your heart talking, man.
You got to separate head and heart, and it sucks when you're a fan. Because, like, again, Cedric Mullins has done nothing to make you dislike him or even want to
trade him. I love
him,
but I'm just being real. If you talk about re-signing people, dude, 2 innings before he made the great catch over the weekend, there was a ball that landed right in front of him that he should have caught. He had a bad break on the ball.
And you'd have to go back and look at some of the advanced metrics to see how many extra bases were taken on his arm. And again, he's still one of the best defensive center fielders you're ever going to see. He makes plays out there that are so incredible. He's a very streaky hitter. You have a younger player waiting in the minor leagues that's supposed to take over for him. You got a guy in Kowser that's very capable of playing center field.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. I don't know, man. We still got these trades that we're probably going to make, but I don't really see us. I mean, and what we're going to get in return? I think it's sort of like we're gutting the team a little bit.
How? You're getting rid of expiring contracts.
What is Sir Anthony? How does Sir Anthony Dominguez, Brian Baker, and who was the third one?
The third one was Soto.
Soto. How is trading those three gutting the team?
No, I'm saying if we end up trading O'Hearn and
Expiring contract. Yeah. There's no guarantee they come back in the offseason. And there's no guarantee that you want them. So you're getting something for them now, which makes total sense. And your core is still here of Westberg, Holiday, Gunner, Adley, Kowser. And I know Kowser's got to improve. And you got minor leaguers that are coming up, too.
I'm going to say it again because Mike, you still there?
You still, yeah, still here.
Because we speak with the hardest fans, and we don't speak with really knowing what's going on. O'Hearn, his first month, .292, on-base percentage .378, OPS .920. His second month, .365, on-base percentage .450, OPS .992. Then after that, June, he batted .205, on-base percentage under .300, OPS .609. Now, this month, .240, his slugging is .371, which isn't that good, and his OPS is .722. If I'm not right, that's under average, below average, in 750. Yeah. So he started off on fire, but the last 2 months, it's been like the guy that Jeremy said from the beginning needs to just face right-handed hitters and play in situations.
If you put him in the right possible situation to succeed, he's a great player. But if you expose him and let him play against lefties the way he has been, you get to see how it gets caught up.
So I'm going to ask you again, Mike, what about trading O'Hearn is gutting the team? To me, gutting a team is if you trade Gunner, if you trade Jackson Holiday, if you trade Kyle Bradish, if you trade Jordan Westberg, that's gutting the team. These guys are people that they'll probably replace it next year anyway. They're just getting some minor league pieces for them.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, did you meet my cousin yesterday, Haywood Highsmith?
I don't know.
Love the first pitch.
Wow. No, I didn't mean. I didn't work yesterday. I was at the game. I didn't work.
Which game did he do it? The first or second?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Was it the first or second game?
What was that Japanese pitcher, Wada, used to say, too hot.
No, that was Koji.
That's Koji Uehara, yeah.
Too hot.
Yeah, I didn't work yesterday.
Yeah.
I went to the cigar spot last night. Guys were like, why you don't work today? I said, you know, I don't work all of them. You know?
Hold on. Would you say you don't work all of them?
I don't work all of them.
What are you doing after this weekend? You're working all them damn games, so shut up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.